know, I grew up in a city that honored its franchises. And I think I was at many retirement nights for Celtics. And it was just, you know, tears would come to my eyes to retire those numbers. And it's very important to honor your greatest players. And this is why, you know, with Doc and with Donovan, these are two very rare, both individuals and franchise changers.
If you go back to 1999, what went into that pick and the nuance of that decision?
Yeah, it was. I remember like it was yesterday. The details, amazing. You know, it was dubbed as sort of the year of the franchise quarterback. New coach Andy was here. We were interviewing both together and very intensely every one of these quarterbacks and the top players at the top of the round, obviously, with the second pick. This was meant to be, you know, a very, very important pick. And the only quarterback that we all, and with Andy leading the way, felt very confident in it was Donovan. And it wasn't just his athletic ability. It was his years at Syracuse, his being able to learn a complicated offense, the way he was as a person, a stable family background, compared to some other quarterbacks, both in that draft and elsewhere. So it all came together that was really the only quarterback that was really far above all the others for us.
Personal standpoint, how tough was it to trade him, given all the...
You know, it was a funny dichotomy because strategically it was a real sensible and unanimous decision. But our hearts, you know, are involved as well. But it was with a heavy heart. I remember I had to make the call to Donovan, and, you know, couldn't see it, but tears were, you know, coming down. Talking to him and telling him he was traded, you know, and I, you know, I just tried to reassure him that he'd always be an Eagle, and that I hoped we were delivering him to a coach who was a really competent offensive coach in Mike Shanahan, and I wished him well, but it was a tearful moment. Players connect in different ways, and it's not always the organic connection of a Brian Dawkins. It's very hard for a quarterback to have that organic connection because you're going to have so many ups and downs. And I think, you know, most of us probably recognize it's the hardest position in sports, both on a personal level and on a athletic level. It's just brutal. You're not going to always have that organic matching. And Donovan had to fight a lot of criticism from crazy critics from around different issues. And, you know, he was a pathbreaker, the highest African-American player drafted ever at the time. And there was a lot on him. But, you know, I just think he'll go down as incredibly popular and at times criticized as every quarterback is in every market.